Three passengers riding in Robert Lavoie Finnegan's truck when he was shot and killed by Oregon State Troopers have filed suit against several parties, including Governor Kate Brown, Harney County officials, and FBI agents. Finnegan was a spokesman for the Malheur Wildlife Refuge occupiers. On January 26, 2016, he fled an Oregon State Police traffic stop while on his way to a community meeting. When he encountered an FBI roadblock further up on US 395, he crashed his truck into a snowbank. His three passengers reportedly huddled in the truck while Finnegan got out and walked away. According to police, Finnegan then reached towards his inner jacket pocket where he had a loaded 9mm handgun. He was shot three times and died at the scene. An investigation by the Malheur County Sheriff and District Attorney found the shooting justified. But now, Finnegan's passengers, Shauna Cox, Ryan Bundy, and Victoria Sharp, along with Ryan Payne, who got out of the truck at a traffic stop, have all filed suit in the U.S. District Court in Portland.
The four plaintiffs, who are representing themselves, write in their complaint that they were victims of a, quote, armed ambush, excessive force seizure, conspiracy, battery, and assault, end quote. They are seeking a damage award of up to $9 million. They also want to prevent the named defendants from holding public office in the future. According to the Oregonian, those defendants are Oregon Governor Kate Brown, Harney County Sheriff Dave Ward, two officers with the Sheriff's Office, and Harney County Commissioner. The defendants also include FBI Special Agent Greg Bretzing, who was in charge of Oregon's FBI at the time, Mark McConnell, who was an FBI informant driving occupation leader Eamon Bundy off the refuge that day, and W. Joseph Astorita, the FBI agent who was under indictment for making false statements about the incident. Astorita, Governor Brown, and the Harney officials were also named defendants in a suit filed by Finnegan's family last week. The multi-million-dollar claim alleges that, quote, Finnegan was deliberately executed by a pre-planned government ambush after he had exited his vehicles with his hands up, unquote. I'm Reuben Lawrence.
And I'm Linda Olson-Osterlund.